making friends for the world to see. Who takes every kind of people?
It does take every kind of people to be a part of the chamber, whether it's an ambassador or you're on the board. Chamber Chat every Friday on 92.1 WGHN. Dave Jurosek on the Chamber Board, Vice President of Operations for C.S. Erickson. Hello, nice to meet you.
Good morning.
We were talking off the air about how busy you are because you have a senior in high school right now.
Yes, crazy year.
Isn't it? It goes by so fast once the first of the year gets here. You're Vice President of Operations for C.S. Erickson. Tell me a little bit about C.S. Erickson.
Sure. C.S. Erickson is a organization in West Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
But we did just open two offices in Texas as well.
Oh, cool.
You know, the growth down there is fantastic. The best way to explain what we do is we do technology and electrical integration for industrial and commercial buildings.
Got it.
Right? So if you think of it, anything from the telephone pole to the human, I guess, is a good way to think of it.
Okay.
You know, for the layman. So technology on the wall, like you have here.
Yeah.
Voltage, low voltage cabling, electrical, the lighting,
everything
in a building.
All of that.
The building automation. So all of that is what we do.
Wow.
And, we have a great company. Amazing culture.
Mm-hmm.
We're growing incredibly fast.
Wow.
The trades are a great place to be.
I would agree 100% on that.
One thing that I've been telling people is, you know, there's been a lot of stress about AI.
I know.
And the jobs and the concerns about jobs about AI.
Mm-hmm.
But frankly, AI can't exist without us being in the trades.
Mm-hmm.
So the growth of AI is creating more of a demand for companies like us.
Really?
That's right. And it can't exist without us. So we're kind of AI proof, I like to say.
I like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And with new kids coming out of school, man, the opportunities are there. And we're constantly looking for people to be part of our team.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a little shout out to our leadership team. It's Josh and Vince and Laurel and Andrea. They're just an amazing group of people that are focused on our team and the people and the culture. And if you do the right thing by the customers and your team, the growth is going to come.
Yeah.
It's going to come.
It will.
Yeah. So, no, it's a great company. We are growing incredibly fast. Texas is just amazing what's going on down there.
I've heard that, yeah.
It's crazy. A little bit of a footnote about our perspective of growth, and this kind of goes along with the chamber, too.
Mm-hmm.
Our perspective of growth in West Michigan, Grand Rapids area. So, the greater Grand Rapids area, the population is probably just south of 1 million people.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas, Fort Worth, we just opened an office in Plano, and the population there is right around 9 million people. In 2020, it was around 8 million people.
Wow.
So the growth in the Dallas-Fort Worth area alone is the equivalent of our whole market.
Wow.
Right. So if you think West Michigan is a cool place. We're very blessed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
The capability and market opportunities here pale in comparison to other locations.
Wow.
Right. So if you want to grow,
you can
grow at a rate, or you open your eyes, get your head up and take a look around, and there's some serious opportunities out there. So,
and you're from the area. You're from here, right?
Yeah. Born and raised Grand Haven. Been here for my whole life.
What's that like to see how this city has changed so much? You know, it evolves.
Oh my gosh. I notice up on your shelf here, you have a little stone that says the old pier.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah, it was.
Did you used to jump off of it?
Oh, for sure.
Of course you did. You guys used to do all kinds of crazy things back in the day in Grand Haven. That's what I hear.
I understand. This was an industrial area down here.
Right down this area here at One South Harbor.
Yeah. For sure.
And yeah.
It was just a boardwalk with some riprap around it.
And now here you are on the chamber board. Who would have thought?
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
It's fun. That's a great team.
So tell me what I didn't even know that the chamber had an actual board. So what does the chamber board do?
Well, it's really an oversight, if you think of it.
Okay.
Every good company should have a governance board of some type. Mark does an amazing job as the president and CEO of the chamber.
Yeah.
But there's things that he brings to us to help course correct.
Okay.
Over the course of the last 2 or 3 years, especially since COVID, right? That was a game changer for everybody.
Well, it sure was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was very difficult to navigate. And a lot of that navigation came through the board discussions. No one knows or has all the answers. Mm-hmm. That's just a fallacy, right? To think that you know how to do everything that's mm-hmm. going to happen. That board is just a conscience that you can bounce yourself up against
okay.
and understand how to progress through those challenges.
I wish I had a board some morning. Should I play the song or not? No, I'm kidding. No,
right. But, you know, that's the best way to describe it.
Okay.
And, over the last few years, we've been really focusing on being more of a conduit and a way that local businesses and the community and the areas of West Michigan can work together.
Mm-hmm.
And there's groups out there like Lakeshore Advantage, mm-hmm. the right place and whatnot, but they're not necessarily hyper-focused on the individual companies in Grand Haven mm-hmm. or Perrysburg or Spring Lake, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a role for those larger economic development entities to help companies like, for example, you know, Shape or Gentex,
mm-hmm.
right? Those are global companies. And a company like Shape or Gentex, they have opportunities to grow in ways that our chamber can't support.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's things happening in Grand Haven and West Michigan that places like the Lakeshore Advantage are the right place. They're not equipped to support
mm-hmm.
because their view and their scope of interest is different than the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
So our focus is local community, right? Mm-hmm. And being able to be there to be the conduit and to help support those needs locally.
Yeah.
Be through the, you know, whatever the requirements are in Grand Haven. A small business like Unicorn or
yeah.
City Farmer,
mm-hmm.
you know, if they want to expand or they want to do something, I doubt that Lakeshore Advantage of the right place is much interested in that. But mm-hmm. we have to be interested
but
in
you
that.
Have to be
yeah.
as the chamber.
Yeah,
okay.
We have to
yeah.
because that's our backyard.
Right.
That's what we do.
And the chamber has done so many amazing things. And in the last year, I can't believe all the businesses that have joined. It's been a great year. It was a great year for the
yeah,
chamber, 2025.
It has been, right?
Yeah.
Change is tough.
Well, I know it is. Look, I know. Yeah, March, radio changes all the... It is
yeah,
tough for a lot of people.
It is.
I know.
And especially the Grand Haven Chamber was... pretty consistent with Joy being in the president
mm-hmm.
position for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing on somebody new when Mark came on
yeah.
is just tough. I don't care where your
oh, yeah.
where your perspective
mm-hmm.
is. It's just a new normal.
Right, and then if he has a different vision,
yeah,
right?
Super tough.
Yeah.
So another reason for the board, right? Because the board has to have an oversight of that and salt that a little bit.
Yeah.
So if there are changes that are coming down the pipe, it's really handy to have a group of people to talk to
mm-hmm.
to say, you know, we're really concerned about how that might be perceived.
I like that. You're right. That is. Yeah. You can go to your board and say, look, how should we handle this? What do you think we should do? Because
yep.
sometimes when you're in the know, you just need to bounce things off of other people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I learned a long time ago, I am not the smartest person in the room.
I don't know. You're very well spoken. I don't know about that, but I know what you mean though. You know, sometimes I'll be sitting here and I'll be like, what should be my lead? What, you know, I've got all these breaking news stories and sometimes once in a blue moon, I'm like, if I had somebody to bounce in, or I'll just text a fellow journalist
for
is what
sure.
I'll do. And I'll be like, what's your lead today?
Yeah, phone a friend.
Or should I go with this or what, you know?
Yeah.
So it's nice that the chamber has that in place. And I think 2026 is going to be really exciting. Do you go to all the breakfasts and you try to make
not
those?
Everything.
Not everything.
Yeah,
okay.
I've been on the board now for, I think, pushing 8 years.
Oh, that's awesome.
So went through the whole COVID thing.
Yeah.
I worked with the team to go through the replacement of Joy and
yep.
with Mark.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of team changes, the financial changes.
Oh, I know.
So, I'm pretty engaged, have been pretty engaged with the team, but definitely I'm not going to say that I am involved in every chamber.
Well, that
activity.
Would be kind of difficult, you know. I know they have a breakfast next Friday and I get to speak, so I'm really excited.
Oh, that's exciting.
I get 2 minutes and I know they think that they're going to like gong me. I know how to time
that's
things
what I did
out.
Last time I was the gong master.
Were you the gong master last time at the
couldn't
meeting?
Wait.
I love it. Well, it's so nice to finally meet you. And to learn more about the Chamber Board and about C.S. Erickson, where is C.S. Erickson located at?
So we're right over by Home Depot.
Oh, you are? I know where
yep,
you're at.
Yep,
okay.
Yep, yep.
Okay.
Really cool black building. I'd love to have you come in. And we try to showcase everything we do in our facilities.
Yeah, yeah.
Our Grand Rapids facility is absolutely amazing.
Awesome.
And people come in and they're literally shocked at what we've done inside that building
yeah.
to showcase what we do. And we opened up an office in Austin
mm-hmm.
1 year ago. And that has far exceeded our expectations on growth. And we just signed a lease for another facility in Plano, Texas, up by Dallas. And we are extremely excited about the opportunities there as well.
I believe it. I believe it. So nice to meet you. You have such a great attitude, and you're very well-spoken, and I appreciate you being here. Dave Jurosik with C.S. Erickson, but you're also on the Chamber Board. How many people are on the Chamber Board?
That's a good question. The board, I think, is probably about 15.
Oh, okay.
People.
That's a good, that's a good number.
There's an executive committee that is a little bit smaller.
Did you come in without a coat on?
No.
Oh, you do have a coat. Right, I was going to say, because temps are falling, it's going to get cold. It's going to get really, really cold.
I'm sure you have a weather forecast coming
up. I do have a forecast coming up. I can't bounce that off of anybody right now, though. This has been another edition of Chamber Chat. Thanks for being here today.
Oh, you're welcome.